If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody locked in, listening coast to coast all over North America. I appreciate you for being here. Okay, I get started. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for listening. If you ain't listening, there is no show. And so it's very much appreciated, okay? You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM at channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got an NBA Cup game going on right now. It's the championship in Las Vegas. The New York Knicks lead the San Antonio Spurs 21-19. Victor Wembanyama is playing in this game. He's come off the bench. He's only played 3 minutes so far. Let's see what effect he has. He certainly got busy against the Oklahoma City Thunder, despite only playing 21 minutes off the bench on Saturday. We'll keep you up to date on this NBA Cup game as things continue on. Right now, about 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Speaking of Las Vegas, this man just won a middleweight championship, his fifth in a different weight class. Terrence Crawford announces his retirement. Bud Crawford, after beating Canelo Alvarez back in September, Bud Crawford retiring at 38 years old. Tua Tagovailoa not retiring, but he might be fine on the bench. Coach Mike McDaniel basically said, yeah, I may bench him, especially after that interception last night, not being able to move the ball down the field. Now leading the NFL with 15 interceptions. Jaden Daniels, he's done for the season. He's played 7 games. Washington Commanders are like, we suck. No use in running him out there to play him. And thank you to our guest as well. Just had a great conversation with Dr. David Chow. Dr. David Chow, this man breaks down everything, all sports injuries. Used to be the lead team doctor for the Chargers. And then we also had a great conversation with Will Graves. Will Graves covers all things NFL for the Associated Press in Pittsburgh. As the Steelers are looking good again. I guess for a couple of weeks, people can shut up about Mike Tomlin. Hey, if you want to call up, you can do that too. Here's the phone number. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief all over the damn place on social media. What a day. What a day. What a day. New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs are now tied. Well, not anymore. 24-21 as Jalen Brunson hits a three. What else is new? He's, Botcher, he gets on these stretches. And he is, it's crazy. He is just a complete basketball player for his size. He can't run around and defend people because of his size. But offensively, he's just, he gets after it. He makes it look easy at times, man.
He's a very physical player too, which is surprising for his height. So like he'll bump you with his shoulder to create space, and he only needs a few inches to hit a shot. So yeah, he's also developed really well, because when he got drafted to the Mavericks, he wasn't doing all of this. We know he was great at Villanova, but
yes, yeah,
it's just he took more steps, and when he got to New York, he finally got the chance to have a green light, and he took advantage of it.
Yeah, he's fundamentally sound in every which way, and it doesn't hurt, you know, having your dad kind of help you out along the way, who played in the NBA. His dad, Rick Brunson, was a backup point guard. In some cases, most cases, he was a third-string point guard, didn't play a lot, but his dad knew what to do to get the job done, and so it's pretty cool to see what his son is able to do. You know, a lot of times, sorry, LeBron, you know, what you did as a father doesn't get passed down on through the sons. And we can also see that through Michael Jordan. I mean, for everything that Michael Jordan was or is, I mean, I don't know. Botcha, if Michael Jordan, I think, didn't one of his kids played at I think, South USF? Yeah, I think he played at USF. But the way that guys train now, do you think Michael Jordan's kids could have been better if Michael Jordan, let's just, for lack of a better term, he Jordaned his kids when they were like 5 years old?
I'm going to say no. I think there's a bunch of other things that go into it where, I don't know, passion for the game. Maybe you just grew up with too much basketball. Maybe a kid doesn't want to play it.
Yeah.
Genetically, maybe, but the kids are shorter.
I think that's always can be the case. I mean, what, LeBron is, what, 6 inches taller than Bronny? And then Bryce is in the middle between both of them, I believe, I think.
Yeah, I think Bryce is 6'5", yeah, and Bronny's 6'2".
So we know there's some possibilities there. I'm just, I think nowadays there is so much of an emphasis on younger players developing faster. I give you an example. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, Jason Tatum, his son, Deuce, what, he just turned 8 years old, right, I think?
Close to it, which is also surprising, because
he had young. Him in college. Let's keep that in mind. So
yeah.
And he's a young guy. He had him when he was young, so that makes sense. But Jason Tatum pretty much made a statement, is like, listen, it's well within the realm of possibility that just maybe one day, you know, just in another 10 years, I could play with my son in the league. And it's just like, when you see something happen, you think it's possible. You know, it feels more likely to happen. Okay, LeBron James did it, and he's been playing a long-ass time. But now you have a young guy in Tatum whose son, if he is good, if Tatum can last another decade, which you would think he should if he can be healthy, why not? You know, and it's, if you watch the games, if you watch them for years, his son is out there shooting shots that I'd be missing these suckers out there. Do you see? This kid can actually, he's good for a kid, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just, it's some, like, you grow up with basketball around you, you're going to get the basics. It's just,
sure,
when you get to the higher level play where, I guess, does AAU count or, like, high school?
But my point is, I don't think there was an emphasis on all of this 20 and 30 and 35 years ago. I think Michael Jordan, unless I'm wrong, I think he let his kids be kids. I think he let his wife take care of the kids. And Michael Jordan went outside and made money. Whereas nowadays, you can't, from the highest level, like Josh Hart is an okay player. He's a good, solid role player. He was sitting on the bench with his kid. He had to give it to Mitchell Robinson the other day. Now, is that something I think is advisable? No. But we've seen more and more stars with their kids at a very, very young age just on basketball courts. I can tell you here in Atlanta, yeah, Trae Young has been hurt. He now has two kids. He has a little son. He's a toddler. And his son has to be about, I don't know, 4 years old, give or take. And his son is on the court with him. you know, early in the games and warming up and stretching. So am I going to be surprised if in 2 years, you know, Trae Young's, you know, son is out here launching threes? No. It's just nuts. I just don't think the development was there, the emphasis on it, the way it is now. It's like, oh, my kid is here. We got to get the basketball in his hands and see what he can do. That's it. I mean, is it a surprise that the greatest shooter of all time came from another great three-point shooter? Like, is it – and what is that? Genetics and just what, practice? Because Steph Curry is Steph Curry, and Seth is Seth. They can both shoot, but Steph Curry took things to a different level. And then even his dad was a great three-point shooter, period, himself. So it's a good mix, man. And there's photos of Steph Curry, you know, on the court with Muggsy Bowes and sitting on the bench. So I think there's a little bit of osmosis there, a little bit.
Yeah, it's also, when you look at just how much money they make now, why not have their kids play basketball? Just because you do, if your father is, if you are physically in the NBA and your kids potentially could also be, I don't know, 6'5", why not play and have the opportunity? And even still, so what's the worst that could happen if they're at the games, at just playing basketball at a young age? The worst thing that could happen is they fall out of love with it and they don't want to do it when they get to high school or college.
Yeah.
And the best thing possible is you have a fast track to someone who potentially could play in the NBA. Yeah. So,
I hear what you're saying on that part, but let me tell you this. There's a part of a lot of these guys, and maybe not for everybody, but when you're accustomed to a particular lifestyle and you get, quote-unquote, bit by the bug, like, you don't think that Tatum's son, he's accustomed to this, and he sees what it is, and he wants to attain that. He may be too young to really fully understand it, because this is all he's known his entire life. But to your point, it's an excellent point. And this made me think. If Jason Tatum can continue on with his career and come back and be healthy and doesn't have another major injury, and maybe he has another one, who knows? Not wishing it on the guy by any stretch. His career earnings for his current contracts, I would say, and this is just me thinking out loud, forgive me for not knowing the number, I would have to think it's already, from everything he's earned and what he is owed, it has to be in an almost $500 million range. Would that be correct, Bocci? You think so?
Yeah, close enough.
And if he can, I don't know if he'll get past $1 billion in earnings as an NBA player. And who knows, the world may hit the skids and, you know, the streamers may tell the NBA, we ain't paying you billions of dollars anymore and you can't go back to TV, so you're screwed. The money ultimately may go down. It may not be $70 million max contracts. Wembanyama might get $100 million and then it slows down after that. Think about this. Deuce, if he can play and be a good guy and be an all-star, let's think about this. It may not happen in my lifetime. It may not happen in yours. Can you imagine if Deuce is also like a superstar like his dad? Could you imagine that?
I feel like it's very rare that the son of an all-star or superstar also turns out to be that same thing.
It is very rare, but which is it's surprising. Going to happen one day.
But the closest is Klay Thompson, right?
What, Michael and Klay? Oh, man.
Dell and Steph?
I think I might go Dell and Steph. I mean, if you want to think about championships and whatnot, Michael, but, and Michael was very good and overshadowed, but he was out there balling with superstar greats. And I mean, his dad Dell, I mean, he was playing on the Hornets, but ain't nobody thought about him or anybody around him all that great. Sorry, Larry Johnson, Alonzo Mourning, Muggsy Bowes. It might be, if you got to think about a combo, it might be Dell and Steph, father son. I think it's a lot easier to kind of think about families and football. I mean, the Matthews, the Longs, even the Mannings. I think it's a little easier on the football side. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Denny is calling us up from Niagara Falls. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Denny?
Hey, what's going on? I started listening, and it made me start thinking, like, Dell and Steph remind me a lot of the kid and his old man, the Griffin.
Ken.
One's better than the other. And you know what? That was the first time like a couple of them played together. And you know, the kid's Griffey Jr.'s dad was a good ball player. I mean, he was solid. He's not a Hall of Famer. But the funny part is I'm a Yankee fan, and he said he'd never play for the Yankees because he wouldn't
appreciate him.
They wouldn't allow him. But they didn't allow Griffey to bring his kid in the clubhouse. He wasn't allowed to be around. So that stuff matters. In fact, I'm sure when a lot of these guys are actually negotiating contracts, they're probably like, yo, you know, I'm on the road 6 months out of the year. I want to see my kids. You know, what's your policy on that? If you look, like, they even graded the NFL on, like, family-friendly, and, like, they were talking about, like, some are really good about allowing families, like, even the post, they'll have them pre-games on Sunday and all that stuff, and then there's other ones that are as cheap as can be. They have to pay for their own ticket. That stuff matters to a lot of these guys.
Yeah, Cincinnati Bengals wait, make the families wait in the cold and freezing rain with the kids. I don't think, and I'm glad you brought up the Griffeys. And this is why I think it was so different when you think about a father and son combos in the NBA, because it's less rare. I mean, whether you're talking about the Griffeys or, you know, we have the Boones. Well, I think I've spoken to both Boone brothers. Aaron, but the fact is, it's a little bit easier in baseball. It's easier in football as well. And then when it comes down to the NBA, we haven't had that yet. And I don't know. I think the way that a lot of these players bring their kids around and develop their kids, I think, and I would not be surprised if one of the current crop of players, or this current crop that we're watching right now, that they spawn like a real superstar. And I think that'll be pretty cool to see. And Danny, thank you so much for calling from Niagara Falls. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
You got it. You know, Botch, is some other names, and it doesn't kind of match up, I mean, in regards to here's some stars. We didn't even mention Tim Hardaway. Tim Hardaway Jr. is out here just throwing up threes in Denver right now. But, you know, his dad was better than him. It's tough. Oh, well, yeah, we got the Barrys. I mean, Rick Barry, his sons. He had Brent running around out there in a slam dunk. He was better than his kids. The NBA is due. The NBA is due. It'll happen sooner than later.
I feel like baseball is, like, the easiest just because, I don't know, baseball is more about reps and constant just repetition with live at-bats and what. So Griffey, yeah. Vlad, Bichette.
Yeah. Almost won a World Series, yeah.
The Holidays now are both probably going to be really early first-round picks. So, well,
you know what? I'm interested. Was it Jackson? And then what's the other brother's name?
Matt's the dad. I think Jackson, and he's supposed to be drafted this year.
He didn't get drafted yet?
No. I think he's like really young, too. He's like 18 or 19.
Oh, my God. Well, I know Jackson had some starts and stops. I do see
Ethan.
Ethan is the other
taken
Holiday.
Fourth overall by the Rockies.
Wait a minute. The Rockies took him?
Yes. The Colorado Rockies selected Ethan Holiday, son of course, Matt Holiday, with the fourth pick.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's see how he turns out. I'm interested to see what Jackson does with this World Baseball Classic, because I think that'll give him a good launching point into the season if he's able to go out there and have a solid start. So I'm looking forward to that one. Yeah, we've had some father-son duos all over the place. But the NBA, well, let's wait. I'm talking about superstars back-to-back. Back-to-back. We'll see. We'll see. It's tough. NBA chew you up and spit you out. And then here's the other thing, Botcher. We didn't even talk about this. There's less roster space on the basketball side to do so. Limited spots.
That's true. That's why I guess now there's more G League players that are kind of related. Was there Scottie Pippen Jr.?
Oh, is one.
There's a bunch of guys who are related to NBA players in the G League, and that it's just maybe they just can't hit the peak of a starter or a bench player in the NBA, but they can.
Scottie Pippen, the kid is not in the league right now. He's in a G League right now.
Is he still with the Grizzlies?
He goes back and forth, right? I don't know. Nobody's looking for Scottie Pippen's kid. Sorry about that.
He's actually doing that bad. He's averaging 10 points.
In the G League?
No, that was 2024, 2025. So last year he averaged 10 points per game. That's not bad.
Pippen will undergo a procedure on his... So he hasn't played.
No, okay. But he played. He actually played 79 games last year for the Grizzlies, and he averaged 10 points.
You know, that's not too shabby, not bad. The year before that, 13 points in, only 21 games. Wow. Now, here's a ridiculous question that I don't expect you to know the answer to. His mother isn't the one who was dating Future, right?
I think it's her, right? The one that's dating Michael Jordan's kid? No?
No, that's his mother?
Maybe.
No. Okay, is there? No.
Oh. What's crazy is Basketball Reference has, of course, Scotty as his father and the cousin in here, but doesn't say mother. So maybe
that is his mother, bro. His mother.
Oh. That's gotta be
his mother. His mother. Wait a minute.
Malik Beasley, right? Wasn't that?
Yes.
Ooh.
The one isn't in trouble, Malik Beasley?
Yeah. Was it Malik Beasley?
That's Malik Beasley, who was allegedly, he's under investigation, right? Can't play?
Yes. Didn't pay his barber and maybe be gambling.
Could you? Oh, let me be careful. I guess it doesn't matter at this point. Could you imagine being a woman? No, could you imagine being an NBA player? Your dad played in the NBA. Your mother is now dating another NBA player, and you're playing in the league.
That's some trash talk. Just don't let Kevin Garnett say anything to you.
If Malik Beasley is playing him on the court, and they're not together anymore because, of course, Larsa Pippa even went over to Michael Jordan's kid. Oh, my God. What a weave this is. If Malik Beasley is dating him at the time and he shoots a three in his face, what does he say to him? I'm your daddy? Like, what does he say?
Something like that. Maybe a little bit more graphic. But
yeah, I'm not your father. If Scotty's not your father, I am.
Yeah. It's like a lob. It's too easy.
Didn't these people learn? Oh, I guess Sharon Moore didn't learn that either. I was going to say learn not to, what's the phrase, Bacha? Don't
put fuel to the fire. Don't add fuel to the fire. No.
No. Don't crap where you eat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Quite an incestuous situation here. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll give you an update on this NBA Cup. And then we also have an update. Wait, Christmas is next week. We got some NFL games. And we're going to have some halftime entertainment. Oh, this guy, he just gets all the money in the world. I'm going to tell you who you can expect to see on Christmas. On the other side of the break, not Santa. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/TraderPlus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Okay, I know this song. This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers. Now back to the G's. And Boncho, who did this song?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg did the song. Snoop Dogg is going to be performing during Christmas halftime. Detroit and Minnesota. Why, Basha? Why? Why?
Because he's very popular. People know who he is. That's a main reason. I feel like he's a guy you can easily want to acquire for promotion. And then
there's no other reason. And to be honest, this year's Christmas slate of games, NFL's been doing this, what now, 8 years? These games suck. Okay, at 1 o'clock on Christmas, Thursday, we got the Dallas Cowboys and Washington taking on the Commanders. Who the hell? Let me relax. Let me just chill out. Just for me personally, there'd be no desire to see Marcus Mariota. I'm not getting out of my house on Christmas, you know, to drive over to Landover and FedEx Field or whatever the hell they call it today. Stupid name. Think it's going to get ripped down one day. I'm not walking out of my house to watch Marcus Mariota. I'm not. Now, it's a beautiful thing if you're a diehard Commanders fan and, you know, you got tickets and you absolutely want to go and you could take your family and maybe you're a Cowboys fan. Bacha, these guys getting paid a lot of money. If I was a Dallas Cowboy, I'd be like, man, I get it. We play at home on Thanksgiving, but I wouldn't want to be in Landover playing Washington on Christmas. I'd rather be with my family in my house.
Yeah, but you're also, realistically speaking, if you look back, maybe this game would have been meaningful or have any real care, but now they couldn't flex a new team in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no doubt about that. I mean, if Jaden Daniels was playing and Dallas and everybody was good, then it would certainly be a good game, but this Washington is cooked and Dallas's chances are still small. And then you move to the second game. Well, forget the second one with Snoop for a second. The night game, complete waste of time now, because we got Denver and Kansas City with no Mahomes. Kansas City is mathematically eliminated from the postseason. And we got to watch Gardner Minshew at night? No, thank you. I fall asleep. And I probably will have this game on. And I probably fall asleep. And then the middle game. Detroit at Minnesota, that'll probably be the best game, the most competitive. We know that it's just a matter of whether or not J.J. McCarthy can be decent. So that one a little bit more of a wild card. And so today it was announced that Snoop Dogg, he's going to be performing at halftime. I mean, we saw him. Didn't he perform at Dr. Dre's thing at the Super Bowl? Didn't we get that already?
Yes, he was there. A couple other people there too. Was Eminem
50
there?
50 Cent, Eminem, yeah. We don't need Snoop Dogg, but we didn't need him with Martha Stewart, but we got him. Listen to this commercial that they dropped today on Netflix.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the crib, the stockings hung proper, the vibe feeling big. As the snow kept on falling, the beat started calling. From Minneapolis to L.A., where the champs come to play.
We're about to light up this Christmas in a real way. Come on in.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay.
for a halftime snack.
Oh boy. Bacha, do you care? You gonna take some time to look at Snoop Dogg on Christmas?
I'm actually debating on what I want to do for Christmas. Do I want to watch the NBA? Do I just want to watch anything of the NFL?
Well, the games suck.
I know what I'm saying. Or do I go to the movies to see Marty Supreme?
Who?
Marty Supreme? The new Timothy Chalamet movie.
I heard of him. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's basically a competitive ping pong player.
Oh, no, thanks. Who's, Marco Belletti, you know what the hell he's talking about?
I don't, actually. Okay. I do know the actor. Is it competitive ping pong player? This is like Forrest Gump come to life?
Basically, imagine like Michael Jordan, but put into like a ping pong player.
Oh.
So it's like a serious drama.
This was of a real guy.
It's based on, I guess, loosely.
True story?
Kind of, I guess.
Where is this guy?
Don't know. Versus Marty Supreme. So he's been doing this whole media tour. So he was on the podcast with Carmelo. He did an ad with Metta World Peace. It's like he's been everywhere, and he's just promoting Christmas Day stuff,
well,
I guess.
I think I have some advice for you. Skip some of these crap. There's three crap NFL games for the most part on Christmas. The NBA, I think, is looking better right now. The Knicks are going to host Cleveland. I'm not all that interested in Cleveland. Eh, whatever. Now, this is where it gets good. You got the San Antonio Spurs taking on Oklahoma City again. I hope everybody is healthy. This middle game, okay, whatever. We get to see Cooper Flagg. Dallas is going to take on Golden State. At night, this is a good one, prime time. The Houston Rockets will take on Los Angeles. That'll be fun. Big names there. And then I'm probably going to be passed out by this time, and I'll wake up to see Jokic had 30 points and 30 rebounds and 20 assists. Minnesota is going to host Denver. That's at 10:30 Eastern time. So I lean towards the NBA versus the NFL on Christmas.
Yeah. I think the NFL on Christmas is kind of doing too much now. Is that crazy to say?
No, I just think like you said, Dallas at Washington, these are all divisional matchups. They should be good. No Jaden Daniels, okay, out for the season, right? Okay, Minnesota stinks with J.J. McCarthy. Okay, fine. Detroit hasn't been all that great. They've dealt with some injuries. And then we all know Patrick Mahomes is out with Kansas City, so that game is a complete waste of time. So I just think bad luck of the draw this year.
Yeah, but also the NBA, I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm old here, but like the way they play in the regular season doesn't move it for me.
In the NBA?
Yeah, like the regular season matchups, it may be Christmas, so there's maybe a little more juice, but
it is more juice on Christmas. Like these, they know people are going to be watching, and I don't know the numbers right off the top of my head. We know that the NFL on Netflix just crushed all the NBA games last year. And even with this horrible slate of three games, that'll probably still be the case. The NFL will get better ratings than the NBA. But I just think from a quality perspective, like in intrigue, I think you'll have a better chance of watching the league. And everybody playing on Christmas in the NBA, they know this is prime time. And so we will see LeBron out there. There's not going to be LeBron's foot hurt. He ain't playing on Christmas. He legitimately have to be hurt. So Kevin Durant versus LeBron. How often do you see that? How many more times are you going to see that? Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren, 7'2", 3'4" freaks playing against each other. 18-year-old Cooper Flagg, so against Steph Curry. There's some real intrigue here. They're not going to be lazy bums like it's August 18th, and it's just whatever. We going to do this until May or June. Well, that's the good team. So I just watch some basketball. But Letty, what are you looking forward to?
I got to be fair. None of it.
Damn.
None of it.
Damn.
Look, will I check in with some of the NBA games possibly rolling through? Maybe. But with three little kids, I got to be fair. My attention, I'd rather watch them hang out for the day and miss the whatever game. There's not enough here. And I'll be fair. And I'm the only one apparently in America that didn't get Netflix once they took away sharing, which I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to bite the bullet on that probably before Christmas anyway, but I'm not even going to be home. I know where I am doesn't have Netflix. If they did, if it's in the background, would I glance? Sure. Am I sitting down in front of the TV for an entire day on Christmas for those games?
Hell no.
No. That happened.
You could put Netflix on your phone. Come on now, Belletti.
I could. Again, everybody had Netflix, and then they didn't allow you to share. So not everybody has Netflix anymore. But I got a five-year-old that wants to watch K-pop Demon Hunters on Netflix. So
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give on that because she's all about it.
K-pop Demon Hunters, okay.
Yeah, I hear the songs in my sleep, JR. She listens to them 24 hours a day.
Well, I remember there was a point in Netflix I never participated. Remember Netflix used to do the DVDs?
Yes. No. Yes, you don't remember
that? No. It was the DVDs?
Yeah, you used to like rent the DVD. It was kind of like...
They put it in a box.
Yeah. And it'd be like 7-Eleven.
Those red box things? That was Netflix?
Yes.
I did not know that. I didn't know that. Redbox. I didn't realize they were Netflix. I didn't know that. Okay.
Next to the supermarkets and stuff. Yeah. The mall.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was Netflix. I thought it was totally different.
Yeah. CVS, you roll by. I never did it, but that was on Netflix.
Maybe once or twice. I never really did that either. You know, now, Blockbuster really, back in the day, of course. We all did that. But
think about the business model, right? They go from selling DVDs as the entry point. I'm selling rental DVDs on the side of a CVS or supermarket. And now they're broadcasting NFL games. And they've done this in the span of, I'd say, 20-ish years?
It's impressive. Gave you a little taste. It's almost like the dealer at the corner. Gave you a little taste, and now they're, in your living room 24 hours a day.
You're going to own Warner Brothers.
Who? What?
Netflix is going to buy Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah. If the government allows them, huh?
Mm-hmm. Which they shouldn't, but that's a side issue.
Yeah, it's some wild stuff out here. Yeah, man. Technology is technology. Crazy stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, start to wrap things up. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, what's going on in the world of sports everywhere? You just heard his voice. It's time for a news flash with Marco Belletti.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, the NBA Cup between the San Antonio Spurs and the New York Knicks, this championship game, it's currently at halftime. The San Antonio Spurs lead the Knicks 61-59. So exactly the type of close game that we thought it would be. And let's see how things bear out. Victor Wembanyama did come off the bench here, his second game back for the San Antonio Spurs. Wembanyama, in 10 minutes, has 4 points, 2 of 6 shooting, 4 rebounds, and he has blocked 1 shot, leading the way for the San Antonio Spurs. Luke Kornet and Devin Vassell. Devin Vassell has 12 points here in the first half. OG Anunoby leading the New York Knicks with 20 points in the first half. Jalen Brunson with 15. Karl Anthony Towns with 9 points. So we'll see what happens. Not going to be too much room for a celebration. Both of these teams, after they play in Vegas, they're going to be back in action on Thursday. So not a lot of celebrating here. It's the end of the show, folks. You know what that means. It is December 16th. The year is 2025. It's time for us to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Oh boy, December 16th, 1973. The juice was loose. O.J. Simpson. For the Buffalo Bills, he rushed for 200 yards as the Bills win and beat the New York Jets 34-14. He set an NFL record with 2,003 yards rushing for the season. Listen to the juice, run loose, courtesy of ESPN.
Then came the moment many were convinced could never happen in the National Football League. OJ took a pitch out and followed a fine block by Braxton for a 7-yard gain. It made him the only man in history to exceed the 2,000-yard mark. While the Bills celebrated on the field, appropriately number 67, Reggie McKenzie led the cheering, for it was McKenzie who last summer, in a burst of enthusiasm, told Simpson he could not only break Brown's record, but go over 2,000 yards.
Well, he did it. I mean, Jim Brown's record at the time, 1,863. Since then, I mean, we've had, I think, about almost 10 different running backs who've rushed for more than 2,000 yards in a season. I mean, Saquon Barkley just did it last year. Eric Dickerson, still the all-time leading rusher for a season, 2,105 yards. By the way, when O.J. Simpson did that, it was just in 14 games. December 16th, 1990, Warren Moon, he had to let it fly. He passed for 527 yards. It is the second greatest passing day in NFL history. And the Oilers, they beat the Chiefs 27-10. Listen to Warren Moon throw a touchdown in his big old 527-yard game.
Still alive is Moon on the sprint out. Takes a look, dodges the rush, makes the throw and the connection. Touchdown, Houston. Tony Jones with his second of the day. Warren Moon, they're going to head right to Canton, Ohio when he packs it in.
Well, if he plays long enough in this offense, he'll rewrite every passing record there is in the league.
Well, he ain't do all of that, but he is he's all Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer and everything. He's a great guest when we have him here on the show as well. Shout-outs to Warren Moon. Another guy who played in his 40s. December 16th. Shout-outs to Philip Rivers. December 16th, 2003. I remember this. The Saints beat the living hell out of the Giants. 45-7, but you might recall Joe Horn scored a touchdown. This man pulled out a cell phone and made a call. The big old cell phone still. He was fined $30,000 for doing so. Let's take a listen for how it went down on the lounge radio. He's talking about it.
Touchdown celebrations was going on. Chad, Ocho, T.O. was doing different celebrations. So, I mean, I was like, look, let me shut this down. Let me do some stuff that these cats not doing. So at the time, my kids had to go to school on Monday. Tweet wasn't going to let them go to a Sunday night football game. And this was the time that we was doing touchdown celebrations. So I was like, you know what? When I was leaving out the door on Sunday evening, the kids, JC, Southboy, my other son, they wanted to go to the game. So I was like, look, I was rushing out the door and I was like, I'll call you. So when I was leaving out, I called my man Michael Lewis up and I was like, look, I want you to put my cell phone under the goalpost. I don't care which one it is. You just tell me when I'm on my way back in the locker room which one it is. Right. And I just wanted to do that. And guys, I believe in, like I said, I believe in fate. If it wasn't meant to happen, it wouldn't have happened.
It was fun. It was funny when he did. We never saw anything like that. It's just, you're not supposed to use props anyway. He got popped $30,000 for doing so. More iconic when you sit down and watch it. December 16th, 2007, Brett Favre. He passed for 227 yards as the Packers beat, at the time, the St. Louis Rams 33-14. And by doing so, Brett Favre, he passed Dan Marino to become the NFL career leader in yards passing. This is at the time in 2007. Let's take a listen, courtesy of Packers Radio.
First and 10, Packers 38-yard line, Green Bay territory. Packers lead by 13. I formation backfield, receivers left and right for Brett Favre. Donnelly in motion to the left side, and Favre takes short drop, quick toss on the slant, got Driver, and there it is! Out to the 45-yard line, a gain of 7 yards, and the last of a significant individual passing marks has fallen to the record-setting arm of Brett Favre. No one has ever passed for more yards in NFL history than the legendary quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that was Brett Favre in his 17th season. I mean, he's since been, he finished his career with 71,000 yards passing. Peyton Manning threw for more yards. Drew Brees threw for 80,000 yards. And Tom Brady said, forget all y'all. Tom Brady threw for 89,000 yards. December 16th, 2019, Drew Brees, he broke Peyton Manning's NFL record for career touchdown passes as the Saints beat his old team, the Colts, 34-7. He threw 4 touchdowns in that game and completed 96% of his passes. This is Drew Brees on becoming the all-time touchdown passing leader at the time.
Just kind of makes you shake your head, you know, just, are you kidding me? You know, I'm not sure how we got here. it just, you know, kind of makes your whole life and career flash before your eyes. Because I never thought I would have had the chance to be a part of something like this, and just looking at the entire journey.
And then Tom Brady came along and said, hold my beer. He eventually passed Drew Brees. He finished his career with 649 touchdowns. Drew Brees had 571. Yeah, that Tom Brady guy. Pretty good. I heard he played a little while, too. Anyway, there you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history. Man, what a show. Hey, thank you to everybody who came on through. We had some great guests. Dr. David Chow, a 17-year NFL head doctor, came through to chat with us about Mahomes and Wembanyama, a lot of these injuries, Michael Parsons. So thank you so much to him for lending his expertise. He does not feel that Patrick Mahomes, based on his LCL and ACL injuries, he doesn't feel that he's going to be ready to start this season. We will see. Thank you as well to Will Graves, that covers all things Steelers for the Associated Press in Pittsburgh. Covers all things NFL. Thank you for coming by to talk to us about the Steelers. If you missed any of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I will be with you tomorrow. I'll be here with you Thursday. And then the JR Sport Brief show. Well, we're going to have one more show on Monday. So make sure you tune in and lock in. Happy holidays. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. But we're done. Okay, I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Ryan Bodger.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie.
One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.